We're doing the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, where we were taught that a person should be careful not to have too much idle chatter with a woman. And even his own wife, Chazal said, and we discussed the Rabbeinu Yonah's different interpretations about that, whether we're talking about when his wife is a Nida, whether we're talking about the Pshat, that there are certain things that a person shouldn't be around home all day and schmoozing with his wife all day. And Chazal warned us that if a person has too much idle chatter with a woman, he's harming himself because he's actively arousing his own Yetzer Hara with her. And he is botel mi divrei Torah. And on that, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does it mean he is wasting his time from learning Torah? Ki machshevet ha-Torah lo tikon le-neged einav, be'od libo pone el ha-isha ve'el sichata. Because when a guy is thinking about the woman and his idle chatter with her, so then his heart isn't in the Torah. The mind can't handle the two together. And any of you who have started dating know what that means. Yeah, and that's what I told you. When I used to date, I'd walk out and think through what I had to think through. Tell myself, okay, you have 5 minutes. Think whatever you want and then put your head back in the Gemara. You can't think about the two at the same time. And ultimately, one who has too much idle chatter will inherit perdition. Ultimately, when a person allows himself to flirt, he ultimately ends up sinning, because he's letting himself just do what he pleases, and he's letting himself flirt and talk idly. You should know, people who play with fire end up getting burnt. King Solomon said, I find the woman more bitter than death. She's filled with traps. Her heart ties up her hands. רצונו לומר כי המוות ישראל מן העולם מחיי עולם קטן, אבל האישה טובת נפש עולמי לעולמי עד. Because King Solomon says, death I can handle. Death. Death is only an exit from this world, but... Let's hear him out, and then let's see. I think that Shlomo, the Mishnah is teaching us that you have something good called marriage. But even within that, you have to know a balance, and you have to maintain the balance. The Gemara says, Rotza isha bekav v'tiflut mitisha kabin v'prishut. A woman would match rather you make 1/10 of your salary, but spend the day at home placating her, and fondling and doing all the things that women like, rather than you make 10 times the salary, but not be around for her. So Chazal tell us that a woman was created with a great desire, and she wants to have a constant feed for her, call it, for her need to feel wanted, for her need to feel desirable. A woman will, the Gemara says, she'll take 1/10 the salary. That means you're living a pretty poor lifestyle. She'd rather have that than have 9 times as much, not 1/10. Uprishut. And the husband, on the other hand, is not there with her and investing in... investing in showing his affection to her. Now, Chazal didn't say you should make 1/9 your salary and give that to her. Chazal said, be aware. This is her personality. This is the way she's created. Now, you have to know how to balance that. That's part of your role in the house. Chazal say, asara kabin. There are 10 measurements of speech brought down to the world. Women got 9, men got 1. Gemara, not me. So, part of our job is to know how to balance that. It's a woman's responsibility to realize these are her weaknesses. So she should be on the phone with her girlfriends. She should be on the phone talking to her mother, sister, daughter, but not with other men. But it is a weakness that is ingrained. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Now, men can tap into that and kill themselves. But the Mishnah is telling us that, no, a person has to realize this is, you're hurting yourself, you're destroying your own life. A person should not do that. I understand we come from a secular world where everyone flirts. But no, the Mishnah is warning us not to.
I mean, so plenty talk about plenty of times how much you shouldn't, but is it ever talked about, like, what's the minimum amount to talk to your wife?
So we said that you're welcome to bring that up tomorrow night. I actually have a tradition on that. What is the minimum? How do you gauge what a person should discuss with his wife? Meaning, the Mishnah says, al tarbe. Don't have too much idle chatter with your wife. The Mishnah is saying, a certain amount you must have, but you shouldn't have too much. What's called too much? So bring it up tomorrow night, and we'll get back to it. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll pick up here next time. We'll do a little bit of Ahavat Chesed and go into the Parsha.